Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Gospel. Drinking a little was Dr. Good. Back in the day, Sonny and Cher was prime time on Wednesday nights. It was there that Paul Twenge would sit with a TV dinner and tray.
That's exactly right. It's great to hear you, Mike. And it's even better to hear Cher on the other end.
I've heard that before. Paul Twenge, yeah. Head baseball coach of Minnetonka and involved in much more. He joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Paul, thank you for joining us on this. Did you like coaching? Does it matter to you? Do you think performance is enhanced or detracted from it all? If it's 95 degrees in a baseball field, or do you think kids generally like it?
Oh, I think you have those that believe that they want to play in the heat until they feel it. But once you get into the game, you played, Mike, you just want to play. And the hotter, the better, because I think it makes you really believe it's baseball season. Yeah. So I love the warm weather.
How much did it suck this spring to coach a team through a March and April that felt like February and March, you know?
Oh, it was bad. Thank God again for our official field, because we played most of our games at home. It didn't help us much because we had kind of a rough go, but we were playing at home and people want to play, but baseball is not designed to play in cold weather. It doesn't make it feel like a game. And so when people start getting crazy about the temperatures getting really hot, and maybe we shouldn't let them play. Oh, let them play. They'll be fine. Just make sure they have enough liquids to keep themselves perspiring.
Yeah, I mean, we've all played in the heat waves. I always enjoyed that because you're nice and loose from the time you grab a bat and start batting practice. You don't even have to hardly stretch. You feel so good, you know? All right, so now we're talking about the All-Star game that you're involved in, the All-Star Series coming up this weekend that has been in play for many, many years here in the great state of Minnesota. Before I get to that question, we've got a lot of travel teams now and club teams and all those things. You know, people argue the merits of whether it's better to do that or play Legion baseball, et cetera. But certainly it creates a lot of exposure nationally for these kids. I was just talking about the kid that's going to Colorado, or excuse me, to Arizona from Mikulakis from Hopkins.
Yeah.
You know that. How much is Minnesota being recruited now? It seems like, for every two kids that used to go out state, there's now 15 kids that go out state and play somewhere else in baseball.
Well, you're right. It used to be not as many in the 80s when I was first through here at a community college. Now coming back here and being in the high school setting, Logan Shore kind of set the bar. Southern schools actually realized that the pitchers in the northern states didn't have a lot of mileage on their arms, and they were strong, they were durable. And then the academy started to flourish, and they play in these high visibility tournaments. The Cobb tournament in Georgia, they might be involved, or two, three other high profile tournaments, perfect games, whatever. And it brings the visibility not only to the kid, but to the state, because if one of them gets out, the next one goes on. And Mikulakis, who played at Hopkins, I know his father, his brother played for us, and this young man is a hitter. He's a straight out hitter.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure, as you look forward, where this guy will fit in if he's an infielder, but as a freshman, it's going to be hard pressed to keep him out of lineup if he's capable of swinging the bat the way he did this year. Cause he wasn't just, you know, a potential home run threat. He was just a hitter. Mm. He swung to the ball so well. And that just proves that, you know, there is a baseball north of the Mason-Dixon line.
There is. You're going to see a lot of those players this weekend. Tell me about the pool of talent that gathers this weekend to play in this All-Star Series and the format of it.
Well, it's called Play Ball Minnesota All-Star Series. It brings in 104 seniors throughout the state. There are six teams. We divided the state in the northern portion and a southern portion, and then there are four teams in the metro area, northwest, northeast, southeast, and southwest. And coaches nominate their players. There are coaches then for each of these teams. They go over the stats and figure out if the players are capable of representing not only their schools, but themselves well on the stats that you have in front of you. The four metro teams are made up of 16 players. The north and south team, they're made up of 20 players. So you have 104 of them coming in. You have three coaches for each team. And it used to be Lions. Now it's called Play Ball Minnesota. Minnesota Twins have been really good to us about this one, helping us get this go. Cambria and also Big Business Impact Group. They all have been involved with making this tournament become bigger. And now it's the Big has been taken care of by another one called Dynamic Team Sports. So we have recognition for these kids to come in, much like what you have for football, where the Vikings are getting behind it. The Twins have gotten behind it, and, sure. And it gives these individuals to show their talents. We have a home run derby. It's really turned into quite a special deal.
And the home run derby is before it all, in the middle of it all? When do you have that?
That starts first. We start playing on Friday, but before we start, they pick, I think we have a representative from each team, and then they have the ability to take 10 swings like the old-time home run derby used to be. If it's tied, then those two individuals or three individuals go on and they hit a little bit longer. We have, like in NBA, you have the gold basketball. If they make that three-pointer, it's special. Well, we have the Cambria ball, which is the 10th pitch. And if you hit that one, then you get another one. And kids get really fired up for it because they kind of know each other.
Uh-huh.
But then they kind of get excited for every kid that possibly could get a home run. And holding it in Chaska at Athletic Park is a great setting. It's awful hard to hit a home run dead center, but they can pull it to the right or left field and accomplish the goal of getting the ball out of the yard.
Yeah, I played some games down there. My last amateur game was down in Chaska for Chaska, and they let me play a one-game special down there. And the other thing that – now, you'll be okay in the daytime, but you used to have to worry about that depending on the depth of the river and how wet the spring was, is, you know, you might hit a ball dead to center that's going out of the ballpark, and there might be a pack of mosquitoes that slows it down. You know what I'm saying? Walter does
there.
A great job on the field, man. He's got that thing immaculate. He just can't control those mosquitoes.
No, that's right. And really, it has the Minnesota as a state and town team baseball are so proud of the fields and the stadiums they have. And Chaska had the Class C and Class B amateur baseball
last year. Record attendance.
And the fields, I can see why. I mean, first of all, they had good weather, but the fields were just so nice to look at. It's, to me, as a baseball coach, a lot of guys that play golf, they love to look at a golf course and see how beautiful it looks. Well, I think when a baseball field's been manicured the right way or set up the correct way, it's as pretty as any 18th hole coming back to the clubhouse.
You know, last year before the amateur tournament, before they kicked it off, Dave Lee and I threw out the ceremonial first pitch. I think Dave bounced his. I'm not sure.
Well, I know the two of you were out there. And that was
Dave Lee and I threw out the ceremonial first pitch. I think Dave bounced his. I'm not sure.
Well, I know the two of you were out there, and that was good. I'm glad the two of you were out there. And Dave loves baseball. There's no doubt about
it.
And he was very good at it. It was good to have you out there.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. So the kids that are going to play in this, of the 102, how many of them will play college? How many will play Division I, II, III, JUCO? What will it look like?
Well, it's a variety. The majority of the kids that are playing there are playing college baseball. in one manner or another. They're either playing at a junior college, like you said. The majority of them are going to be Division III junior college athletes. Then you have Division II that'll probably be next. The number of Division I players in that, I'm going to guess, I haven't looked at it, I would say you might be 10. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, it's you're going to get a spread. The whole thing is based on, yes, it's nice to have them going on to college and playing, or if they were lucky enough to get drafted and they stuck around and played, because you had Kent Herbick that played in this and a number of other guys, but that went on and played professionally. It's really to show people that baseball exists in the state and to really applaud the efforts of those young men that play in the inclement conditions that you're talking about, and they still love it.
Now, Paul, I mentioned this earlier. These kids have options now that we didn't have. You know, it used to be your high school team became your Legion team, and now Legion baseball is still there. It's not the same as it used to be. And kids are playing with club teams. They're playing with for people not familiar with it. Just give them the options. A good high school player has what options when he gets to play?
Well, again, American Legion, the states that used to be.
I just got a text. It says, I need to defend myself right now on your show for Mr. Lee.
Well, David was a hitter now.
I know, but I didn't think he was listening when I said, I think he bounced ahead.
Well, you know, he doesn't get far away from anybody that's possibly going to talk baseball. But we'll tell him hi for me.
And Dave, you know the call-in number because I don't. We've got some different numbers now. But tell me about what options the kids have, because it's not just Legion baseball anymore. And what's happened to Legion baseball?
Well, if you kind of make a comparison, something that's been around for a long, long time used to be five-star basketball. Yep. And people would go all over with these teams and play wherever. Well, now you have the same thing present in baseball. There are academy teams, and depending on I'll give you an example. The first time I ran into it when I was in Indiana at Belle Prairie University, there's an organization called the Indiana Bulls, and they were located in the north side of Indianapolis, and they would attract baseball players from all over in the state. And they would drive there and play weekend tournaments, and they'd go to other tournaments that would have college coaches present there that could see their talent. Well, that's what's happened now. Pennsylvania used to be the number one state in Legion baseball. Then it was Michigan. Well, now it's Minnesota. And these kids that they could be in Moorhead, Minnesota, and all of a sudden they decided, hey, look, I want to play for an academy team because they're going to go to a high-profile tournament. And college coaches can – even in baseball, can watch now through streaming. They don't have to be at an event, but it's not like golf where you just take the course difficulty and the strokes that the individual have, and you know that the person's a good golfer or a poor golfer. Baseball, they still have to see you. They want to see what your body looks like. They want to see how you take infield. And you can't blame the athlete. The athlete wants to play at the largest level. For example, the NCAA Division I College World Series is going on right now in Omaha. You have Arkansas and Ole Miss playing.
It's packed.
And they see this on TV, and they want to play there.
Yeah, it's packed.
Always. Yeah,
TV
always,
is changing. Always. Hey, we got a caller. Let's go to Dave in Apple Valley. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm very hurt. I'm here. I'm emotionally scarred.
I was trying to give Deacon a little material for the next time he saw you.
Set the record straight. I didn't bounce it. I rolled it, but I rolled it at 90 miles an hour.
I couldn't remember for sure, so I just thought I'd go with it. I think he bounced it.
Hey, I don't think Dave's leveling with you, Mike, if we're going to bring this up.
Yeah.
Dave in the day was called from center field to pitch at certain times, and he was the first guy I ever ran into that threw a knuckle curveball.
He threw one?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
How'd you develop that, Dave?
Well, when you couldn't do anything else, you started working on holding the ball different ways.
Sure.
So you could maybe get a shot after you begged for about 20 games in a row. Please, let me pitch. So it was a blowout. I got in, and a knuckle curve. Deacon and I worked on it in the backyard with my Hal Smith catcher's mitt.
I always thought, though, Dave, that was a hard pitch to control. Was it?
You know, well, he had controlled it.
I'm sorry, Dave, go first, then Deacon jump in.
I was just going to say there's a lot of teams I didn't like, so if I hit him, more power to me. That's the way I felt about it.
Deacon, did that ball jump a little bit?
No, he had great break on it. I mean, he had some tilt to the ball. You couldn't hit it. If he got it across the plate, guys weren't going to hit it. And you're lucky if the umpire was going to call a strike, but he could throw it. I'd never seen anything like that, and I asked him what the heck you were doing. And he says, well, it's a knuckle curveball. And, you know, it worked well for him, and it worked well for us. I mean, doggone it, it was good when he got on the bump, and although he didn't want to pitch that much. He liked playing in the outfield.
Well, I was going to say, though, now that he's retired, don't you bring him out, then why not have him come out and work with some of your Minnetonka pitchers?
Oh, listen, both you two guys. I told you both for year after year. I told Dave this a long time ago, Mike.
Yep.
When I grew up, I hope I have a place to go and play basketball and whatever. And I grew up, I've been around colleges and high schools and everything, but I got nobody to play with. Now I'm back in the city, so I asked you two clowns to come and let's hit the ball and throw the ball.
Sure.
And you guys, well, you know, I don't know.
Well, I thought you had to get permission from Marty Davis to use the field, and he's denied us so far.
I know. He'd probably come out with us. He'd come out with us.
Yeah.
But no.
Both of you guys, Dave, did aluminum bats come in while you were playing high school, or was it always wood?
No, they came in while we were playing high school and town ball, but it's funny, we didn't like them. I always used wood bat. I like to swing that. It was, we either had that Mickey Mantle or that Carly Stremski, and then once in a while when you're in a slump, you'd pull out the Jackie Robinson or Nellie
Fox. The thick handle. Yeah.
Yeah, and you could hit something. You'd hit something with it. But we have right away, wasn't there magnesium and aluminum?
We had the old Adirondack bats that came out.
Adirondack, yeah.
Then Easton came out with the green Easton and swept the world. But we had wood bats growing up, really. That's all we had.
Would you like to see high schools play with wood bats, Paul?
No. This is where I disagree with probably a lot of people, because you don't play singles derby, you play home run derby.
Yep.
And the kids want to hit a home run.
And they're just not strong enough to do with wood bats at that age.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not consistently. And not like we're killing the ball with home runs right now in high school baseball, but give them the option to see that ball go over the fence. Otherwise, take the fences out and just play with a wood ball. Turn it into cricket. We can play for 7 days.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I was kind of working my way to this, day, but I kept waiting for Paul to say, hey, why don't you come out and throw at the home run derby? But he hasn't asked me yet.
I don't even know what the last time Deacon and I played home run derby, and this is no lie, my hands were bleeding. And that's how many times we swung the bat and hit. And I went home and taped all my hands, and we played again the next weekend. I couldn't wait. No, I think I played with your boys here not long ago, Deacon, didn't I?
Yep. Oh, Mike knows that too. I mean, it's just getting out and being around the game and having a good time with it. It's a lifelong game, even though people don't always look at it that way.
It is.
It really is.
It is.
It can be similar to tennis.
Here's the thing, Maxie. I'm sure Deacon has told you, we built, with our buddy Stan Lunny, built a field on his farm with ash for the foul lines. We took kerosene and burnt the foul lines. We had a shed that was the clubhouse. We had cream cans, three of them, out in left center field, and we put a sign on them that said, the monuments. And then we had the barn with two levels. We'd leave the second level open, the door up there, so that if we hit it in there, it was an automatic.
Home run.
I don't know what we got for that. Well, we got some kind of, you know, pat on the back for something. But we and then on the rubber, remember that we took, you burned ash, Deacon. You burned the wood, and you took that white ash, and you covered the rubber with it. Took the gunny sacks and put a clay in there, and covered them with the ash. It was pretty cool stuff.
Hey, I hate to do this because I could do it all night, but now I'm up against the clock, so I'm going to wait for that invite, though, Deacon. We will be there as long as Marty approves. Okay.
Okay, you both should come out and do it.
Okay,
I'll tell them it's on Friday. I'll get in contact with both of you.
Great to hear from both of you guys, man. You two are two of the best. It's nice to have you on together.
Maxie, let me check my schedule. Oh, yeah, I'm open.
See if you can find some time.
I'll try.
Thanks, guys. How good is that, too, the great guys? They grew up together in the same small town in North Dakota, and they both end up in the Twin Cities doing great things, Dave Lee and Paul Twenge. Wonderful guys, and their friendship I just admire when I see it all the time. It's really, really cool. Dave didn't bounce one to home plate, I'm going to be honest with you. But I thought, if I say that, he's probably not listening right now. And then Paul, the next time we'll see him, will say, hey, you bounced one to home plate. And he said, I never bounced one to home plate. He said, yeah, you did. Mike Max said on the radio to me. And Dave will have to defend himself. And that's what I was going for there, because I thought that would have been really, really funny. Take a break, come back. I am funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.